Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the 404 Show. It is Friday, September 8th, 2017. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Jeff Bacalar. Joined with me, as always, Russ Frushton.
Hello. Joined with you, like we're conjoined twins?
Conjoined with me by the wayside. Literally, Russ Frushton.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. I have the heart and the lungs. What organs do you have?
I have the brain. The only thing that matters. Ben Fox Rubin?
Hey, Ben. I'm also here.
Hello. What's up, man?
Hi, guys.
You're coming off our toe.
Come on. No, I'm not dealing with this conjoined thing.
No, that was a bad way to describe it. We're actually not attached biologically, just emotionally.
Yep. Do you guys know? I read a little bit about conjoined twins, by the way. My twins are identical twins.
Yeah.
So I figured out. So conjoined twins are all identical twins.
Yes.
That split a little bit later in the process. That's why they're conjoined.
But not. Late, not early enough so that they weren't completely
split. So they didn't completely split.
So it was one cell and it just but not quite.
Exactly. So, that's a good way to describe it.
So you have twin boys. Does that run in your family or something?
No.
And your
that's
family?
A typical misunderstanding of identical twins, that it is a mutation or, I don't know, some sort of weird, goofy thing that happens.
So they're not mutants.
They're not, I mean, I guess they're kind of mutants.
Currently they're mutants because they're very young.
It's an unexplained phenomenon that just happens.
But it's
spontaneous.
Unexplained.
It's
a fairly why it happens, right?
Why they split and turn into two different people?
Because God wants two of something.
Yeah. They're so good. The baby's so nice they made two of them.
That's a good way to explain it.
Yeah.
But what is the story when it like runs in the family? Isn't that a hereditary?
That's for fraternal. Runs in the family. Identical is spontaneous and
weird.
It's 1 in 300 live births are identical twins.
Oh, so the odds aren't insane, but they're pretty slim.
Slim, but not impossible.
It's less than 1%.
Yes,
we were definitely surprised.
Yeah.
We were definitely did not expect this.
How early do you find that out in the pregnancy?
It was the day we went in. It was eight weeks.
I got two heartbeats here.
You got two sea monkeys.
Oh, man.
Like, hey, check this out.
So can you describe, you see where we're getting with all this though, right?
Yeah. Let's go there.
Can you describe the feeling?
Oh, God.
You're sitting there, and you've been through this before because you already have a child.
That's right. I have a five-year-old daughter.
And how old was the daughter when
she was like three.
She was three. Good spacing.
Yeah, good spacing. Good job.
Nice work.
So you're you're sitting there, and you're like, I've been through this old rodeo before.
Check this box again.
I know what to expect. They get that little like massager looking thing.
The prod thing.
They start rolling it over. And what is the technician? Before we say that,
was there any like worry or speculation that that might be an outcome?
No.
It never occurred to you.
When the odds are less than 1%,
that's not true though, because Alex, my wife, that is her deep-seated fear.
It's mine too.
Really?
Sorry, Ben.
Entered my brain.
Oh yeah.
Never even considered it.
So when they checked Dylan in there, I was like, "There's just one, right?" I was like, "Just tell me there's one."
I mean, like I was looking forward to having three kids, and my wife wanted two kids, and this was the only way I was going to have three kids.
So you threaded the needle, man.
So I knew this was something that I wanted, but never thought it was actually a possibility.
Yeah.
All right. So you find out,
here's the twist.
Yeah.
The twist was that I was late because I'm late to everything. Mm-hmm. So my wife and the doctor already knew. I walk in 10 minutes later, and so the doctor had already like prepared this like whole like flourish to the whole presentation. Wife already knew.
Okay.
Doctor already knew.
He didn't want to be like, well, maybe we should wait for him.
It's fine.
That's not cool, Russ.
Not cool.
We'll cut that out later. she shows me one sea monkey. She's like, here's your baby. Here's the heartbeat. Everything's great. And then she's like,
it's a grain of rice right now.
And she's like, and here, and she like flips around the damn thing and is like, here's your other baby. And, my wife and I look at each other. She's in like, her face is like a stone cold panic.
She's like a ghost. Right?
Yeah. I scream with delight. I'm like, this is the most amazing day of my life. I have super
that's
sperm.
That's really sweet.
Is it attributed
thrilled.
To the sperm? Are you going to take all the credit for that?
I have a magical sperm.
Extreme potency.
This is me. I'm taking credit for
one
it.
One for all two.
Right. No, I really shouldn't. I really
two
hope my wife doesn't watch
stone.
This. It's all my wife's credit. I take it all back.
Wow. I don't know what I would do. I admire you so much.
You would love the babies.
Of course I would love the babies.
Yes, I love the babies.
But
that's all you have to do.
Lose my shit so in the short term.
There is a part of me. That is the, for me, a kind of a nightmare scenario, especially for my wife as well.
Thank you. Ugh.
The initial finding out.
Yeah, but you're
sure
through
I get
the
used
shit
to
now.
It.
I
You've
mean,
been through it. But like the bed, like doing it the first time, there's a part of me in the back of my brain, if it was twins the first time, I'd be like, okay, we're going to get it over with, right?
Right.
This is it. Done and dusted. Yeah. This will be it.
But
the
if it's
second
the
time,
second.
You're like,
oh, yeah.
Didn't expect that to happen. And that's.
I think
spooky.
we incidentally caused a couple of our friends to not try for like a third kid for fear of having a fourth kid on top of
it.
The odds are not with them, but at the same time, it's like, well, it could have.
And it's also more common these days with older couples if they're using fertility medication, right?
Yeah, not only that, but like if you're older, there's this whole thing where it's like you're selling, I don't remember what it's called, but it's like it's a 2-for-1 sale on eggs. A woman releases more eggs, so you're more likely to end up with
right. There's like a big, there's like a big inventory sale.
There's the egg sale.
Right. You know, it's like end of the year. There's no new stock coming in. I don't know. I don't think I like that analogy. Anyway, that leads us to a conversation.
Right. Right.
So tell me.
Going to open up a little here.
Well, to complete the surgery, you might have to.
So. And I feel okay doing this because like I bumped into a guy on my way to work today. There was just like one of my neighbors. I was walking to the train station.
Right.
And, he this is the first time I met this guy and we're just kind of having chit chat. Yes. Today.
Okay.
And he told me he has two
kids. Struck up a conversation.
I was walking by him and I was just like, hey, how's it going, neighbor?
Okay.
Whatever.
Sure.
We were talking about our families, talking about our kids, all this other stuff. And he said, you know, like, I'm talking to my wife about having a vasectomy. Hello.
A vasectomy. That's what I call it. Right. It's a hard F.
I was like, okay. He has two kids.
Okay.
So wait, so he brought up the vasectomy.
Immediately.
So he was like, hey, my name's Jerry, I'm having a vasectomy.
No. He said that they were talking about it. But at least made me feel comfortable to like, I was like, is this like how you're supposed to start a conversation?
I guess so.
He's looking for like a deep relationship with
you.
No,
I think
I'm personally honored.
He wants you to be his Thelma. To his Louise.
He wants me to like hold his hand.
And hold your hand
while he's having a vasectomy.
Get
drive into a volcano.
As you drive into the clinic.
So he opened up. So like I'm all of a sudden opening up about this. And I'm like, you know, that's funny that you and your wife are talking about this. Because my wife and I talked about it too a lot. And I was like, I feel really uncomfortable about the idea of doing it. My wife is like, you should do this. Do you know what my body went through to like get you three children? And I was like, yeah, you're totally right, but my feeling is, and it's ridiculous, is like, if I'm walking around, like, people are going to know.
No, it's not, first off, you're not a dog, okay? You're not a dog.
They're going to have to put a cone around
dogs will know. No, I don't know, I'm just making that up. But I feel like dogs know when other dogs have been neutered, right?
It's hard to say.
I mean,
don't use the word neutered. It's not that.
But,
they're not removing
the
balls.
No, not yet.
No, they never remove them.
But dogs do hump all sorts of things. It's not like they're like, well, this couch doesn't have balls. I'm not going to bother humping it.
No. But I feel like, I mean, dogs can smell and sense a lot of stuff.
My neighbor told me also, he was just like, he talked to the doctor and the doctor told him, he was just like, look, if you're going to do this, just make sure you actually want to go through with it. Because he mentioned to this guy that men back out of this procedure all the damn time.
Okay, that
sounds
really surprising,
really surprising.
But it is reversible.
Yeah, but it's – so I've – okay. In college, I kind of read a lot about vasectomies. And the one thing I don't
– Okay, I'm not going to –
college is weird. College is weird.
It's a weird time.
This is a safe place.
College is weird when you're like, oh, there should not be any more people. Let me take care of this right away.
Yeah. Sociology 101 classes.
Just a lot, you know, look.
Let me contribute.
College is a safe place to think and have these thoughts.
Fine.
Just don't have surgeries. And the only thing I remember from that whole excursion was the reversing them is there's not a large success rate with reversing
them. That's what I thought.
Really?
So when it's done, it's done.
It's better. Now it's college was 10 years ago for you. Maybe it's like a better process, longer.
But have you talked to your urologist?
No, I haven't gone that far.
So, but your new buddy did.
Yeah.
And what was his takeaway? Like, what was
there? It's in process. They're thinking about it. But I wanted to like mention this to you guys because this is something that I've been talking about.
I think it's a responsible thing to do. I think if you,
it's the fun thing to do.
Well, here's what I want to know too.
Act is not fun, but the end probably result isn't fun.
And like the next 5 days probably aren't fun. Right. But like, first off, I hear it's very uninvasive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like a relatively painless procedure. I want to know its effectiveness. Like, how effective is it?
100%.
Is it 100%?
It is effective.
But that would piss me off.
If it wasn't?
If, like, somehow we still got pregnant?
No, it's not.
After that?
It's not physically possible. I don't think it's physically possible.
I mean, I don't know. I feel
that would be
like,
kind of
unless
hilarious.
Unless it was, like, a toilet seat situation.
What? Oh, Russ. This is not some movie from the 90s where that kind of shit used to happen. It's kind of funny though. So where are you at? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being your appointment is tomorrow. Where are you at?
I don't think it's going to happen.
So you're at
we've already landed on other family planning stuff, but it's interesting that at this point in my life, it's a conversation that's come up more than once among the people that I know in my life.
Is it covered?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it at all.
I feel like it should be.
Look, one of the reasons I wanted to mention this was because I feel like I know myself well enough to be like, I selfishly don't want to do this thing. And people would probably complain and say, like, you're being ridiculous.
Well, your fears are that you'll somehow be less masculine.
Yeah.
I guess really?
I don't believe that to be true.
Okay. Is there any tiny percentage of you that wants another kid?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So that's what it is. Forget about the masculine thing.
You buried the lead. That's what it is.
But, like, we're not going to have more kids. We already had, like, an extra kid.
You being a total dick, no pun intended, is like saying, oh, but there's always that chance.
Yeah, I guess so. Because
they have one in the chamber.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a better conclusion than, like, I'm a man and therefore
horrible. I think they're reversible. I've seen a lot of shows where
I've seen a lot of episodes of House.
There was an episode of Seinfeld where someone, like George, got a vasectomy and then reversed it and then had to reverse it again or something.
That just seems like a lot of that seems busy dark. Work.
I think they're reversible.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I want you to do what's right for you. That's the takeaway.
I want you to do what I think you should do.
Yeah.
Just follow my guidelines.
And don't not do it because of like the whole people will know thing.
Yeah, who gives a shit about that?
Yeah.
It's responsible.
I mean, I like the idea of being able to like talk openly about it. So yeah, thank you guys for letting
this
that.
This is a safe place. Don't worry. This doesn't go anywhere.
And honestly, when I
look at nobody watches this.
No one will hear this.
I will always
see
pure masculinity when I look at you, no matter what.
Like, thank you.
Basically, you and
that's
the Rock,
what I go for.
Side by side. That's what I think of.
Dwayne and I.
It's like having double vision. I can't even tell the difference.
I completely
agree.
Are
you on Ballers or is that the other guy?
It's me.
Okay,
it's me. Me and Dwayne, like I'm his stunt double.
Sure.
Russ, do you want to open up about anything?
No. No.
All right.
Neither do I. We're a ways away from kids, so no need to worry on that.
Yeah, he says that. But before you know it, time flies.
God willing, Russ.
And then,
trying to buy a place. I want to enjoy the place before it's covered in boogers and poop.
It's right? only poop.
No boogers? That you can see.
Some boogers.
It's so not even, dude, it's so awesome.
I'm sure it's good. I know you were very worried about it for a very long time.
Yeah, I had a couple breakdowns.
Yeah, as I'm going to.
You remember I used to come to your desk and be like, man, I'm thinking about just getting in the car and driving.
Then you'd be like,
you do you, Jeff. You do you.
Yeah, well, you were totally supportive. You're like, well, look, if you've got a full tank, head off into the sunset.
Yeah, never listen to my advice.
Mm.
I mean, I'm the worst person to listen to for that stuff.
All right. Let's pivot out of that uncomfortable situation. It's not uncomfortable. I'm sure, like I said, the first 4 days are probably uncomfortable. You probably can't, like, run or
sit. I look forward
to
anybody that watches this show asking me 5 years from now. You'd be like, hey, did you go through with it? And be like, meh.
Have you watched Deadwood? Nope. There's a scene where they remove kidney stones. That's pretty much what I picture.
Ew. Ew. No. Ew.
1800s removal of kidney stones.
It's like, what is that Clive Owen show called?
I don't think that would not get me in the mood for actually going through with something.
No, probably not.
I shouldn't base that.
No.
Big news this week. We'll talk about Apple in a second, but Equifax.
Yeah.
Mm. That just hit yesterday.
This
just happened.
This is really weird. Well, you know.
What did your Fox Business segment sound like?
What?
Oh, you didn't go
I was supposed to go today, but they bumped me, actually.
Oh, nice.
Funnily enough. It's weird timing just because I've been doing like a lot of like credit reporting stuff just for the trying to buy a place process.
Yeah.
So like I'm pretty familiar with like the amount of data these come. It's Equifax, it's Experian, and there's one other really big one that I forget of like the big
TransUnion.
TransUnion.
No,
maybe?
It's Joe's.
Joe's. Joe's Credit Report with a Z. And then so like I'm familiar with how much data they have. So the fact that like basically 300 million records were released, captured by hackers, and they can now do what they want. Social security number, date of birth, name, address, phone number, you name it. Credit card numbers, like...
That's the holy grail right there.
The kit and caboodle is in there.
So what happens?
I mean, you could have a rash of credit card fraud and people identity applying for theft. Loans and stuff like that. Identity theft, sure. I don't know how common identity theft actually is, even though it's obviously like a big concern and like a big like get your free credit report, like a lot of companies sell that stuff, but I definitely think there's going to be like a ton of credit card fraud off of this, because why not? Like that's like, well, we'll take a stab and they can't catch us, so whatever. It's really bad. It's bad on a lot of levels. The biggest one, well, maybe not the biggest, but certainly the scummiest, is that there were three managers at Equifax that knew that they were hacked, knew how much data got released, and sold their Equifax stock before the public knew about it.
So they're going to jail.
I mean, I gotta hope or imagine, because that seems like about as clear of a conflict of interest insider trading deal as you could possibly imagine.
How dumb are you to do something like that?
And like
they're not going to know?
Like, you know, you dump all that stock. Apparently it was a lot, right?
It was close to $2 million worth of stock, if I recall.
A sizable amount of stock, yes.
So what the hell were they expecting?
I don't know. Maybe they thought that it wasn't going to blow up as big as it did.
It's a massive breach.
I know. It's crazy to me.
So I want to talk big picture stuff because... So this happens a lot.
Sure.
This happens like...
Plenty of times these
four
days.
Four times a month.
Yeah.
Do we just have to face reality and be like, there are so many companies just ill prepared for this?
I think we have bad identification like systems right now. Like confirming someone's identity is a really bad process right now.
So we need to overhaul that.
Yeah, we need to overhaul it. And there's only one way to do that, and it's called DNA swaps. And you know what? I don't care. Do it. I realize it's a privacy concern. Do it.
Wait a minute. How is that even going to work?
Yeah.
Like I have to lick my phone if
mail
I'm
in,
on
mail in,
spit on my phone.
Chew spit some on gum, your phone.
Put it in an envelope and mail it into the government.
I have to send that to Amazon if I have to do a return. I'm not doing that.
I'm just saying.
Don't forget to spit in the box before you return your pair of socks.
I'll give you an example. What if, based on your DNA or based on your whatever, you are able to generate a hex code that essentially becomes your new social security number, but it's like not just a number you can guess. Social security codes are actually relatively easy to guess because they're based on state, they're based on which hospital, and they're based on order of birth.
So it's a very antiquated system.
It's from 80 years ago. Like,
right.
Way to go, FDR.
Yeah, dude. My identical twins.
But it needs work.
Right. Yeah.
The twins, their social security numbers are exactly the same except the last number.
Is it just like a one and then the two?
I'm kidding, but I was half expecting that.
Yeah, well,
I was expecting that to happen.
Are they close?
No, they're completely different, which like at least it's like at least it's not that antiquated that
they
were smart enough to scramble
the
numbers.
They must have changed it.
Yeah, I have a problem with the fact that like license plate naming conventions seem more complicated and secure than social security numbers. Like that bothers me a little bit, but
Russ,
you're totally right.
I like your idea. I think it's
novel. Let's talk about the downsides.
The downside is that there will always need to be a backup. And the backup will always have to be something that's tangible, like a number.
Why?
Because if it's your left eye,
okay,
you could lose your eye.
Your DNA never gets lost.
Lose your DNA. But how
is it procured? Like how do you
when you're a baby,
they just
take
like
blood and then they have it forever.
Right, but and that's not foolproof.
But like that
no?
system,
no, does it's
your
not.
DNA change? No, the system, no, your DNA commutate, right? I don't know how that works.
No, it's not foolproof because there's always bureaucracy.
Right,
your,
there's
your
something.
Blood could get switched.
Sure. Yeah, your blood could get switched. There's a lot of human error, sure. human intervention
that's
that
fair.
Can happen.
Right,
and the system design that turns your blood into that alphanumeric thing,
yeah.
that hex code.
Yeah,
that could be compromised.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true.
But at the
like,
same
we don't
time,
live in like this, you know,
there's no foolproof system, right? There's never going to be like a system that cannot be
I don't
cracked
know.
Eventually.
I'm
I don't
sure,
think there is.
I'm sure, like you said, FDR was like, these 3, 2, 4 patterns are infallible.
And but all you can do is make something that is annoying enough to crack that people won't necessarily go through the trouble.
Right. But couldn't there always be a breach where, oh, DNA
yes.
hex was breached,
sure.
and now everyone's DNA hex codes are out in the open on the Silk
Beyond
Road.
That, I think Russ is right that we need to do a better job of something. Because
yeah.
mother's maiden name, your first pet,
yeah.
oh, it's
a lot
all...
of these other stuff, it's like gobbledygook.
That's why you're not supposed to use the real information.
Right.
You're supposed to,
that's interesting.
Yeah, you're supposed to like have
your father's maiden name.
Your father's
yeah.
maiden name.
Ah, that'll trick him.
That cooked my noodle.
That'll throw him off the scent.
Right.
Yeah,
but that's, you know,
problematic.
Like, it's a problem.
Yeah.
It is absolutely a problem.
I would say also that these happen so much that most of the public stopped caring. Maybe with the Equifax thing, it's different because
it's
so big.
It's such a smoking gun. Like Russ said, it's everything you need. It's like,
yeah.
it's like the perfect softball.
But
it's
I am kind of happy, weirdly, I'm kind of happy that it's so broad and so big because maybe because it's so broad and so big, it's like if I was to get identity hacked based on the information that was released, like the odds are kind of slim that they'd pick me, right?
Mm.
Because it's 300 million people. So what are the odds that they're going to pick me?
They're 404 fans. They're definitely
Uh-oh.
Picking you.
Oh, no.
It was 300 million people?
Yeah, 300 million
That's the entire
records.
Population of the country.
I thought it was 143 million.
I think that was a more narrow release of information. It was mm-hmm. 143.
So,
and then there was like 200,000 credit cards or something.
So what do we do? Like... I don't know. Am I, are we in trouble?
Well, Equifax is offering a year of free fraud protection, which is ironic. You definitely want to give your credit card now. We do have two, well, whatever. They all have the same information. So they're just, the reason we have three credit agencies is so they can cross-check each other.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's going to be a different, your credit score is not going to be markedly better on one or the other.
Right.
I don't know.
It's a scary thing.
It is. It's weird.
It's scary that we don't have any answers.
It's
either.
Not. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily recommend giving Equifax your business, but it's not a terrible idea if you are genuinely worried about it. You can sign up for these. You can get a free credit report from the government once a year, which is nice from each of the three credit agencies. I don't think it's worth it. For 99.9% of the population, but if it really worries you, you can pay $10 a month and get like there's someone just accessed you just open a credit card, like they will warn you every time your credit score does something fluky, and you can look into it and be like, hey, this wasn't me, and act on it immediately rather than, you know, seeing it in 3 years and being like, I didn't do this, and then having to dispute it.
Right. And your credit score is much more available through your bank these days than it ever used to be.
Yeah,
so
I thought the report is pretty available. The score
also,
I actually found to be kind of difficult to get. I actually did have to pay money to get my score, but it was like $5, whatever.
Man, it's scary. You know what sucks about all this?
What?
I always used to complain that like everything in the future is broken, right?
Okay.
Like, everything we have is broken.
What does that mean?
Like, nothing is, like, synced, right? Like, robots don't work the way they're supposed to.
Like, in...
Are
like
we in the future?
The Jetsons, you mean?
Is this in like your...
Well, I just think we're living in a very transitive period.
But everything... Technology is always transitive. There's always, like, a crappy version of a new thing that's going to be better in 5 years.
Right. Maybe it's more like the internet being such a new thing. Like, I want to be on the internet in 50 years.
But in 50 years, there's going to be like, well, you can now do cyber, I don't know, hologram.
Say it.
You could do whatever.
You could do cyber
weird
sex.
Nucleo internet. But it'll be very beta at that point and not work great.
I'm coming
Nucleo
from a
internet,
very
you can trademark that,
selfish point of view, I guess.
You want perfect right out of the gate.
No, I don't think that's realistic.
I agree that there's a lot of stuff that's totally broken and messed up.
I just think it's very fragmented.
Like
and it's always
a good example are a bunch of trolls in Russia were able to at least influence to a certain extent the election.
Yes. Right.
Nobody saw it coming. That's a good example of a massive hole in the system that now we have to work to fill that gap.
Sure.
Right. That's something that shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Of course. It's ludicrous. Maybe what the point I'm trying to make is like, I just wish we had more experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where like you learn from all these things and things ultimately improve.
But they do. You understand? Like go back 100 years.
No.
Like we were fighting polio and it was a big problem.
Yeah, and now we're fighting it again.
Right. Because anti-vaxxers. Right. So you're right about that. But there's always improvement and like evolution in terms of not, you know, biological evolution, but intellectual evolution.
Right. And I'm sure I'm not the only person that perpetually wishes they were born 500 years in the future.
Is there a movie or TV show that represents the future that you would want to live in? Black Mirror?
Great question.
No, that's a great question.
What about the Robin Williams movie Bicentennial Man?
Oh God,
no!
That was like a very like what was that? That was a PG movie. Nothing really bad happened.
I mean, I would
be in that
well
future.
Received.
No, I'm not saying.
I understand.
I'm saying that reality was
you do
like
have to spend
more
a lot of
hunky.
Time with Robin Williams.
Okay,
though, which is a little
I guess
exhausting.
I have to take this back.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like a piece of fiction that
is there like a really
like
peaceful. Future, because
no,
it usually ends
they're usually
bad.
Pretty dark.
Yeah, they're all movies.
Even like Minority Report, doesn't
super
seem
dark.
Fun.
No,
to
super
live
dark.
In.
He has to get his eyes replaced.
Yeah,
really effed up.
Like, where? Name a future you want to live in.
I mean, if you want to sit on a couch the whole time, you can live in the up world, but.
The up world?
Yeah, not up, a Wall-E.
Right,
I should
right.
say Wall-E.
No, that
that's also
that was dark too.
Yeah,
that's
dark.
Pretty dark. But it ends well. That one actually ends well.
But that not because it's futuristic, it's because they go back to their roots.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's the moral of the story, is that there is
no
future you want to live in.
Star Trek world. Star Trek world is pretty positive.
No,
it is
not.
It is positive.
People, but like huge populations of people die all the time there.
It's true, but like I would definitely make out with an alien, you know.
Oh, so you're just talking about fucking aliens.
Yes. Yeah, I want
to
live in
that. Why
has
it always
got
to go back to that? No,
but they also have no money.
Take
right?
that out of the equation though.
All they work for is duty. Like that's their like in the Star Trek universe,
it's just the pride.
It's like the pride
the
of like doing the right thing.
They're
like
working for
peaceful. Just say it.
Russians,
they're communists.
Well, Russians and Americans are working together for the first time in history with Chekhov and Kirk. And yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess Star Trek might be the closest thing to where we want to be. Because
but
it's also
triples.
Like Starfleet's problems too.
Yeah.
Like whatever. Oh, what's that? This alien race wants to like annihilate this planet? Oh, that's Starfleet's problem.
There was actually, there's another kind of future, which is like a very peaceful future movie, although it kind of starts very dark. No. What was that animated movie? The family, Meet the Robinsons. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Meet the Robinsons? It's a kid's movie animated where like there's time travel and there's like a family that adopts this kid. And the family like creates like a utopia out of technology. So that one ends pretty well.
The movie Her
is not bad.
Seems peaceful.
I mean,
it doesn't end very well.
Yes,
either.
It does.
No, but it's only his problem.
Yeah.
It's everybody's problem.
Oh, that's true.
Anyone,
no one has
theory
anymore.
There was only like a couple thousand people who were dating her.
Aren't
no,
they gonna,
it was like millions.
Aren't they going to come
millions?
Back and like dominate the you know human race?
Yeah,
I thought
leave.
That was... That was like the Damocles sword that was hanging.
You also, I don't think that
I
was
think
the implication.
I think we've coined a new theory.
Okay, what's that?
Where like there is no future fiction world worth living in.
It's because it's boring.
It's boring
to write
fiction.
A story where it's like everything's great in the future. Jetsons, not an interesting story. Let's be honest.
Yeah, nothing really controversial happens.
Everyone
there.
Lives on like sticks on like platter. Basically, the things in Queens on those giant
the stacks.
The stacks in Queens.
You're right.
Right.
What happens to the Earth in the Jetsons? Do they ever go down to Earth?
Is there a bottom?
I don't know if they ever.
Is
do.
There a bottom
is
in Jetsons?
Is there a bottom, or is it just
something
like
horrible happening?
The poles
in the
have
Jetsons.
To be. Or maybe the poles. No, the poles have to be planted somewhere. You never see the bottom.
Maybe it was climate change.
There's got to be a B-side. There's got to be a lost episode where, like, what's the guy's name? George? He's like, I'm going to go down to the bottom and see what all the fuss is about.
That's your George Jetson.
I don't remember his voice. Kazoo. I'm going to go down and see what all the fuss was about. I'll be right back. Wife's name?
Yeah,
Judy.
Just,
Judy?
No, that's the daughter.
And he just like fireman pulls his way down for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And then it's just like a park.
Well, in Fifth Element, which is a movie I know you know very well.
Oh, I would live in Fifth Element.
There is that, the smog, and they go down, and that's where they hide from the cops. Right. And it doesn't look nice down there.
No, it looks real bad.
Yeah.
It looks real rough.
So I guess that's kind of a running theme, but it's... Yeah, I don't know. They never really addressed poverty in the Jetsons, so it's not really like...
That probably wasn't their like top priority.
Yeah. Time travel and going back to Flintstones era was definitely their top priority.
That was their highlight, if you ask me. All right, so anyway, I don't know how we got there from Equifax, but there we are.
I do want to hear, if anyone's listening and can think of like a future you want to live in, let us know. Because I'm really curious if there's any like good answers to that question.
What? Like, what would it be?
The road. That's pretty nice.
Mad Max.
Logan.
Mad Max.
I would like to at least spend a weekend in that Black Mirror episode where it's all reputation based.
We're Did you see that? I don't think I've seen it, but like we're pretty close to there right now.
It's true, but like it's you Uber have to walk and... around and show people your number.
Yeah. But I agree with Ben. That's going to be a future very soon. That
well,
we
it's already
see.
A future in China. They use what's their
correct.
What yeah. was the app they used? I forget the name.
I don't know what the app is.
I
want to
say
right.
Weibo or something like that. And they, and literally everything has like a Yelp score.
Right. But like it kind of should be like that. Like journalists should have that. Like everyone should have this like de facto score.
But it's so
score.
Easy to
It's exists like, to work on it. Twitter.
What? Does it?
It does. Like you count? Just pay attention to the number of followers somebody has.
No,
if
but,
they're
that,
verified,
no but there are
and
plenty of
it.
Assholes with a million followers that are like unreliable and pieces of shit.
And I have like a lot of fake followers too.
I would agree with you, but I think that that's often used
the president
as a
has a shitload of followers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not going to comment on politics.
Bad example. You know what I'm saying? Like
I agree that it's not a great metric, but I think it is often used as one
it is.
To
yeah.
justify it someone's importance.
Right. It is a form of currency.
And it's also not a great the system wouldn't work because let's say you did something that like half the – like Jeff said, just knocked Trump – So, like, if he got brigaded...
Yes, I did.
If he got brigaded by a bunch of Trump people, his score would go way down, and there'd be no way to, like, ascertain what an actual score for Jeff
right.
would be.
So we need, like, an Equifax for the world.
We do. That would get...
No,
we
no.
need
do,
some...
Do
some
do
no.
The other one,
the
TransUnion.
One, yeah, the one, Joe's. We need, yeah, Joe's. We need Joe's. The one that didn't get hacked. We need some impenetrable... ironclad
yes.
verification reputation system.
Yeah.
Doesn't takes, exist.
I know, but like you see where I'm getting at? Where like mm-hmm. everyone gets a credibility and a personality score.
I've got a better I've
That's
got
the future.
A good addition. I've got a good addition to the system because now I'm thinking about it. So the concern would be right, you'd get brigaded and your score would go way down. But what if based on your rating as a person, that resulted in a greater impact on other people when you voted? So it basically says like, oh, this is a good person. People like this person. So when this person says this guy's an asshole, we need to listen. And that counts for more.
You I mean, look, saying? The system's sure. new. We'll figure it out. But I like that idea.
Building it. I'm building it right
what
now.
What do you
right
call
now.
It? What do you call it?
People score.
It's, okay.
It's called we're Russ.
Gonna, we're going to workshop
money.
That. We're going to workshop
people
that.
People score.
He like walks into Shark Tank and they're just like, that's your fucking name? People
Guys.
Score?
People score. There's a deck and everything.
It's actually I'm into it now.
No, but
I hated
like,
the name.
No,
the
people
time.
Score is terrible.
It's spelled P-E-E.
Yeah, whatever it is. There's no vowels. I get it.
No, I'm out. I'm out now.
Cuban's just like, you know, you had me, and then I saw yeah. your logo and your name, and yeah. it's stupid, and I'm out.
Who doesn't love cookies? I'm just working on my
dude,
Shark Tank bitch.
That show is like half good.
It's
half
all
terrible.
Half cookies. Don't you think like half of them is just cookie stores?
Like ways to better cookies?
Different cookie stores. They're all half cookies.
I would like to see a heat map of how many are just cookies. I think you're right. It would be like through the roof.
Yeah, but like cookies are that timeless, ageless thing that always works. It's like booze
I guess
and,
so.
You know,
taxes.
People are always going to have it
cookies.
And want it. I want to pivot into Apple.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it took us this long to get to Apple. No, this is the big thing.
No, it's the big thing, but like whatever, because we're you know we're gonna have a very down earth, reasonable discussion about it.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of all the hype and all the bullshit, I think like the big story that I saw this week that I'm kind of bewildered about and flummoxed about is the fact that apparently this thing's not going to have a fingerprint scanner.
Yep.
It's not going to have Touch ID.
That's just stupid.
And like, yeah, that's your knee-jerk reaction. Every time they eliminate something. Now, again, the circumstances surrounding them removing this are a little more...
nuanced.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Because it has it was basically a manufacturing situation.
Literally all the major manufacturers were trying to get a fingerprint scanner embedded into the display.
Into the actual screen.
None of them did it.
Right.
None of them did it.
They couldn't figure it out.
Samsung couldn't figure it out in time. They had to put it in this weird hinky place on the back of the phone. Apple obviously is ending up having to do the same thing. But I bet you the Google Pixel, it's going to be the same situation.
You don't think it's
going to
have it?
They're gonna,
if it's going to be a front-facing display, it's not going to have it.
It's not going to...
But it's going to have it on the back.
They have the Touch ID on the back already.
So Apple's just like, nah, we can't put it on the back.
They had all these glitches. They tried and failed, and maybe next year. But to me, that's really ridiculous because they've been doing Touch ID and everything. Like, they won't shut up about
their
Touch
phone,
ID.
And their
now it's not
going to
have it.
Yeah. So the plan is to shift over to like a face scanning?
I guess.
Because they've...
And just regular, like, tapping your phone with a password.
But, like, right. I think a face scanner is way less reliable than a fingerprint scanner.
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. I feel like I could take a really good photo of you and get into your phone.
I would say...
It depends how good their tech is. Yeah. Samsung's is obviously proven that it isn't that good.
Yeah, you can take a real good photo of somebody and bring it to their phone. Mm-hmm.
Or, like, in Demolition Man when they steal that guy's eye.
That's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
I would live in that future. Every
Taco Bell.
Every
like Taco Bell
I was about
future.
To say that. You
kinda
son
nice.
Of a bitch.
I mean, I guess it's not nice for Dennis Leary, but
no, the sewer people do not seem stoked about their existence.
They have to steal food.
They're essentially the people in the back of the train in Snowpiercer. I mean,
I would live in that future. No, definitely
Snowpiercer,
not that
no.
future.
Just second
no,
I
that was
no,
dark.
That sounds
was
awful.
The implication that all food. Restaurants were Mexican food?
No.
Taco they were all
Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell won that bid for the product placement in that movie, and that's what it
so
was.
So I understand that, but like, so does that mean every restaurant has the same Taco Bell menu?
No. Oh, I don't know. Who cares?
I'm fascinated.
I know. I'm not messing around. The best part is like how they were all convinced how prestigious it was. They're like, we're going to Taco Bell tonight. Like, we're eating good.
But, okay, so follow-up
that's,
question
that's
there.
That's my family.
They were all really impressed.
Yeah.
And if all restaurants are Taco Bell, that means,
right.
like,
there's different levels of Taco Bell.
So every restaurant is, like, a super nice restaurant?
No. There are different levels.
Yeah. They didn't know. They didn't specify
you're
which
right.
Taco
you bring
Bell
up a really good point. This is before the internet could tear apart anything in a movie.
Right.
So that's why
it's,
they got
but
away
but
with
it's
that.
Very clear to me that there's an Old Navy, Gap, and Banana Republic levels of
yes.
Taco
right.
Bell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
right.
Like, I'm sure the highest one was, like, El Taco Bell.
Yes.
El Taco Bell Pro.
Señor Taco Bell.
You think this is going to be called the iPhone 8, or you think it's going to be called iPhone 8 Plus or Pro or iPhone X?
Have we confirmed, so there was, for a long time, there was rumors that this was going to be a middle ground, not full, huge upgrade to the iPhone. That this was going to be like a mid step.
No, this seems like a big step.
It's going to be the big step.
Yeah.
So there's.
Yes.
Gonna take do you know what I'm talking
yeah.
about?
They're going to have three different phones.
Right.
And the iPhone 8 is going to be the really expensive one
sure.
that they're going to load up with all the hot shit.
Right.
The but other no ones are going to be the mid step that you're
sure.
talking
but
about.
But they're all coming out at the same time.
Correct. Yeah. The iPhone 7S and the iPhone 7S Plus are just going to do like the whatever.
Whatever did
we're going to bump
did.
Up the processor.
Sure. I think it'll be called like iPhone X or some shiz. And then they'll have this tier level, this higher tier that they'll then sell from now on, which is like, well, you can buy the super fancy phone, the X2 or the X3, or you can buy, keep it going with the numbers. You know what I'm saying?
You have to consider the taxonomy.
Yes.
What are you going to do 5 years from now? If you call it the 8, what the hell
right.
are you going to do next year?
Don't call it the X because Xbox has already learned that like Xbox One S and Xbox One X, which are two different, very different products, sound exactly the same when you say them out
they
loud.
They definitely knew that before.
And they didn't do anything.
They're like,
don't care.
Stay the course.
Crazy.
Nah,
it is crazy.
They're still selling them like mad.
They're not.
Really?
Yeah, Xbox doesn't sell
no,
them
they don't,
well.
They don't right. do that well.
I mean, there are tens of millions of them in the wild,
but they're not doing that.
No,
they're not doing PlayStation.
People are hot on Switch these days.
And Switch is doing very well on PlayStation
4.
Okay.
So the Touch ID thing, though, like, how are they going to spin that? How are they going to be like...
Well, come on. How did they spin headphone jack? Like they kind of
dodged it. They were just like, right. This doesn't happen anymore.
It's not our priority.
But like payment service, like think about how many people finally said, okay, I'm into the payment thing. Sign me up.
It's very weird.
Are they just going to pivot into like, well, face is better.
Face and code. I guess if you pair face with a code, it's probably pretty lock solid.
Guess what, everyone? We're bringing back the PIN number.
It's just, how did they not have that prepared? They had like two or 3 years to get ready for this.
Seems weird they wouldn't know this 2 years ago that they weren't going to have this, you know?
It's just, it's disappointing.
It sounds like it was a last minute
thing. I'm not personally earth shattered by it. Like,
I think it's a way bigger deal than the headphone jack.
I just think it represents like another thing with Apple where like they're the company that's supposed to make things like really simple, out of the box. All the products work easily together. Now you've got Touch ID on the laptops, but not on the phone.
And like, probably on the 7S as well.
Yeah.
If it's using the same design.
And you've got lightning cable on the phone, mm-hmm. but not on the laptops. You've got USB Type-C on
that.
It's a very weird
unification system right now. Well, for everyone, it's weird. Obviously, Apple's not going to be the only company that is lacking this like face front Touch ID scanning stuff. But yeah, the transition, the USB-C thing, which we've talked about before, I think is great because I'm glad it's finally happening. But like, I wish Apple would adopt it so that none of this stuff would happen. Like, if everyone was using the same port, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, I liked how you opened this conversation about saying this is going to be a no bullshit conversation about this. I think, you know, completely unvarnished opinion.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to write like so many stories about this Apple event. It's really going to be kind of a nothing burger. I mean, maybe the big, new, really expensive phone is going to be something that's worth writing home about. But otherwise, like, they haven't really come out with anything that's been scintillating for a long time.
The 7, that, like, line, which they've had for a while, the, like, the mid-generation phone line, has always been, like, kind of like, like, it's good. It's better than it was, but it's not, like, it doesn't feel like a brand new experience. I mean, that's why I think, the big focus, all the press is going to be around the new, like, the high-end one.
Mm-hmm.
But $1,000 for a phone is a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a big gulp right there.
Especially for people that just like lose their phones or drop them or stuff like that. Like, that's tough.
Not only that, but we're all getting excited about them getting rid of the home button. It's like, okay, they got rid of a button.
I just feel like, no.
Wireless charging, I'm excited about.
Okay, that's been around forever.
But not on iPhone.
I know. You guys get everything 4 years later and you're like, oh my God.
I mean, that's true. I mean, Apple has always been usually not first. They usually come after something's been proven as like viable, and then they do their own app spin on it. But for the most part, they don't like push the envelope. They're more, I guess, refining than they are experimental.
There's going to have to be something else, quote unquote, mind blowing about the hardware. Because
holograms.
I'm just saying because the fact that the touch stuff isn't there. I'm like, why weren't they like, oh, well, we can't do this. Just keep the button.
Can you? Okay.
Right? Just keep the button. It's okay, guys.
Yeah.
It's okay, guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't be bothered by
it. Like, people seem to like it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
How crazy would it be if, like, they walked out and they had the phone on their palm.
And it just
and like a,
started doing
a legit something. Hologram came out at the top of it.
That would be something else.
And it was like Leia talking about stuff.
I don't know what the hell I'm using that for.
I think the Fire Phone tried to do that. The Fire Phone, I'm starting to realize, was like sort of ahead of its time.
Did it?
The Amazon one?
It was a disaster.
It had six front-facing cameras, and when you opened up the map, the function, it would show you like kind of like. It was like a hologram-esque.
Well, it wouldn't project anything.
No, it wouldn't project anything, but like as you move the phone around.
It was like a parallax-looking kind of thing.
Yeah, you could kind of see the different buildings, and you could like kind of shift them around.
Yeah.
So it was almost – it was kind of this interesting visual. It was gimmicky.
Yes, that was like its one-trick pony.
Right.
And then four people bought it.
Yeah.
Literally only not four successful. People bought it. Like Jeff's mom said.
And that's it.
Not a universal success, no.
So I don't know.
I get it. I don't know. I'm excited about it because it has been a couple years since Apple has released anything that was like super mind-blowing.
They're going to have a new watch.
new watch. I'm interested to see if they can like really turn that into like a booming success. Like they've really struggled. I think as everyone has,
I've seen them.
I do see them more often. I think that.
I think a lot of people have
is a big improvement.
Yeah, a lot of people have it. There's talk of a TV,
yep.
an actual TV.
Yep.
They're going to do a 4K Apple TV, the little box.
Mm. I can't wait to spend $5,000 on a television. That, like, I'm now jealous of the guy next to me when they buy next year's model.
Right.
That'll be great.
At least it could go to sleep, you know?
I mean, those cinema displays are very good. So
they are.
Idea that, but they're also, like, much more expensive than any other computer display.
If they made a real-life TV, it would have to be competitively priced, I think. Because people...
Like, well, that's competitively, I think it could be 20% higher than...
20 is a lot.
With Apple?
No, without.
It could be 20% higher.
I don't know. I'm still going with the better like deal when it comes to a TV.
$1,000 for a phone is like not a 20%. That's like a 60% increase.
But there are all these stories these days that are like, CNET wrote one. John Falcone wrote one about like, don't be so shocked about a $1,000 phone. Not a big deal. When you start to like consider subsidies from the phone carriers that you can actually pay for it over the course of 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, most phones have always been like north of $600.
Yeah, they're about $600.
You know,
yeah,
like,
but like $400 more dollars. That's not like a little bit of money.
The Pixel XL, the new Pixel 2, that's going to be close to $1,000.
I don't like the direction this is moving in. This is moving in the wrong direction.
The problem is that we're just seeing these prices front-loaded now. For whatever reason, that's the way the tide's been turning. If you... you know, position it out over 24 months, it's an easier pill to swallow,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what it's always kind of been. But because carriers have realized that like people want the illusion of freedom, they sort of say, oh, you buy the phone up front and whatever it is. And, you know, they soften the blow.
So I also want to clarify something because I guess I didn't realize this before. So the two lower tier models, the 7S and the 7S Plus, are expected to have a home button and therefore a fingerprint sensor. Right?
I mean, that would be my expectation if they're just using the same design and model.
And then the iPhone X is going to have the full glass front and therefore no home button.
Yes.
Okay. I'm never going to buy that one.
No, never.
I also don't know... like how that'll work with apps, like, because the aspect ratio is going to be different. So like, do you need to design an app specifically for the full glass and then iPad and then iPad mini?
Are we just like,
you know what I'm saying?
Are we just like grumbling because we're jaded, or is this an honest to God pain in the ass?
I don't know.
I mean, like, if you mean life,
it's tough
then
to detach.
Yes.
Compared to life.
It's just,
life
it's is tough to detach yourself from like what we know, you know? I don't know. I'll give him this because of the whole not controversy, but because of the whole situation revolving around their difficulties in hardware and manufacturing. I'm most certainly interested in Tuesday's event.
Yeah,
like, can't wait. I'm going to be sitting there with popcorn, being like, "Oh, fuck, they're going to spin this shit." You know, like I want to see it.
Yeah.
I want to see what they do. You know, and like, where do they like? What do they leave out? Because they always like. There's a lot of misdirection. They're kind of like magic shows a little bit, those things.
Then you know? They tend to say,
look over here, look over here, look over here, no headphone jack.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of thing. So we'll see.
Yeah. I'm curious. Very curious.
All right. One more thing before we say goodbye. I want to share a personal story. I have an 8-year-old cousin. Lovely, lovely girl. She is super smart, super awesome. She's only 8 and she's like one of the best people I know.
Sure.
She got on Instagram. Wow. Russ.
I thought you were going to like raise money for like a bake sale or something.
Nope.
Just now.
Nope. I mean, donate to, you know, Florida, Texas.
Do her folks know that she's on Instagram?
Oh yeah. I'm sure this was like
So she has an Instagram account.
And like she friended me and I'm just like.
You're 8.
I'm like scrolling through my feed and I'm like. Some of my Instagram accounts don't really want you kind of popping up in there during my whole scroll thing.
Weird.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
I'm not trying to be weird. I'm just saying this is a very strange thing.
It's very strange.
That when I was, you know, came into contact with, my brain, my psyche did not necessarily know how to handle the situation. I was just like, am I supposed to just friend her?
Why?
She sees my stuff.
She's going to see you at Rosh Hashanah.
Why would they let her make an account at an 8?
I mean,
eight?
because probably everyone who's 8 has one.
Dude, it's my daughter's only 5. We're not giving her an Instagram account.
She's not eight.
Here's the situation. Here's the problem with all of this.
And if there's any 8-year-old that could be trusted with one, it's her.
There's never been a scenario.
She's gonna be president
in the past where children and adults were hanging out in this capacity, right? On the same like level.
Where like an 8-year-old was mingling with like anyone of any age.
Right? And when that used to happen in the past, cops would be called.
Sirens.
This is getting so dark.
You know what I'm saying?
Or it was like temple.
I just don't know how to like wrap my head around like.
It was either criminal or you were at temple.
Or it was just the mall. Or it was at the mall.
Or it was synagogue.
It's just like I have to post something that is appropriate for 8-year-olds as well as my mom.
She's doing stories.
What?
She's doing stories.
Oh, like
video
stories?
She's taking photos with her friends. They look like they're having fun. And I'm scrolling and I see, and I'm just like, oh, there's her.
Why does she have a phone?
You are so judgy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I get it.
A phone for emergencies, sure. She's 8. I get it.
Her and her brother are amazing people.
I'm sure they're very nice.
They basically came out as good as you could ask. And the brother's 13. Maybe she's older. Shit, maybe she's 10. Whatever it is.
Plot twist.
That's my bad.
Getting a little bit better, but
Plot twist. She's 18.
Let's say she's 10. She's 10.
So fine.
Let's say she's 10.
I feel slightly better about it. It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Okay,
because 8 is like,
when she's 12, it's like of course she's going to have an Instagram account.
Oh, yeah.
So right? 10.
It's not even all worth mentioning.
Let's say she's 10. She's not 8 anymore. She's 10.
Fine.
She just grew.
I can't tell if you're testing us.
I'm not. This isn't a test.
He doesn't remember how old she is.
This is. I should know how old my cousin is, but that's my bad. But I know her brother is 13.
Okay.
So she's got to be 10.
Yeah, give or take. Sure. Good spacing.
So, or like we said before. So, right? It's a trip, man.
It's just very weird. And I mean, this is our we're old men moment. Every generation has that old men
moment. Doesn't
make
me feel old. That's not what
really?
That's not what it's doing. It's just putting me in this like perplexing
a social situation.
Yeah, where
it
I'm
makes
just
me
like,
feel
oh.
old to be the old man to be like, she shouldn't have an Instagram account. She's just a kid.
Well, when you talk like one of those senior citizen Muppets, yeah you're that old guy.
Get off the stage.
Get off my grass, you piece of shit. Like, that's, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like, oh, that's so weird. I have a little cousin and now she's at this party.
And she like writes like posts.
Yeah, she's like, hey, what's up, everybody?
How's her grammar?
Okay, perfect. So the older folks showed up on Facebook years ago.
Yeah, like
so you had to clean up your Facebook a long time ago
I didn't change a thing.
My mom like follows everything I do.
I didn't change a thing.
Okay,
I was like, I'm holding that.
Yeah,
bully to you, my friend.
I'm holding
that. Not what I did.
Yeah, I'm at this thing. You don't think I should be at?
At some point, it converted from being this thing that, like, me and my college buddies did to being a thing that, like, literally you and Selma, everybody. Mark Zuckerberg tries to convince us that this is the new normal and everybody's just connecting and we're all, you know, together and we're all talking. I think this is what you're trying to get at, is that's not how we generally interact unless we're at shul or whatever.
The temple thing was a joke, but you get my meaning. Like, yeah, there are very few public spaces where like those two people in the same room.
I shouldn't
like
be able to. Here's what it comes down to. I'm obviously a very nice person. I should not be able to comment to your 8-year-old niece about anything. 10-year-old niece about anything.
So maybe there is that. I haven't tried to comment.
Is it private?
Holy shit! I'm not touching.
Is her account private?
If it's private, that's better.
I feel a little bit better if it's private.
Maybe it is.
And maybe her parents.
I'm
going to
see them soon. We'll talk
about it. Monitoring who's following her. I'd feel a little bit better.
I'm going to see them soon. We'll talk about it.
It's interesting.
As my kid gets a little bit older, a lot of these like tech questions will crop up.
They're going to pop up.
Oh, they're going to pop up. I was always very proud of the fact that my daughter knew how to like swipe and tap and pinch and zoom. I don't know, when she was one.
She's going to be swiping plenty in 10 years. You wait.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, right. Swiping left and right.
Swiping left and
Tinder.
Right. Oh, I totally didn't get that.
Yeah.
Because I was off the market before Tinder showed up.
Yeah, I get it. Right. It's a very weird situation, I think. Actually, real quick before we wrap up. So once your daughter's old enough for a smartphone, will you install something that monitors all her actions on the smartphone?
Probably not.
No?
Because they all know how to take it off. Like, they'll all know how to, like, deactivate it.
Obviously, I'm terrified that my kid is going to make the same mistakes I did, but I survived.
What mistakes did you make?
You didn't make any cell phone mistakes.
You do stupid stuff in your life.
Yeah, in college. In college, everything was so new.
Yeah.
It was so new.
Act like a dingbat. It was great.
It was a weird time. We're going back to vasectomies. They just, like, there was no consequence on the internet in 2000. Yeah.
Oh, I completely agree with you.
There was no consequence.
No permanent effect to any decision that I made.
You could download every last thing on planet Earth.
Yeah. Metallica might yell at you, but other than that.
Yeah. That's why everyone was so pissed. They're like, you guys shut up. You're ruining the party.
Yeah. But there was no, like, sudden viral takedown of people.
I got to college.
For a tweet. There was none of that.
I got to college and had that bandwidth, the college bandwidth that everyone sort of like held up on a pedestal.
The T3
it was like, I can't wait to get to college. You move at the speed of light, right? Like you go faster than anything.
It was great.
And Napster came out like 3 months before I got to college.
It was the best.
Mm-hmm. You're expecting me to implicate myself?
No. I'm just saying, like, what? You didn't use
Lars
Napster?
Is listening.
Nope. Mr. Rubin. You know, we accept your bid for the nomination of President of the United States of America.
However,
but, seems to be this void, this sort of gap on your record here. In the late 90s, did you participate in the file sharing service known as Napster?
My client refuses to answer that question.
Good enough for me. All right, let's go. Yeah, that's crazy, right? It's crazy. It's crazy. All right, well, let us know what you think. And I want to collect a bunch of voicemails for the last episode, too.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
When is it?
It's going to be Friday, September 29th.
Ooh, we're getting there.
It's 3 weeks from today. So that means there's going to be 3 more episodes after today. Just so you know, I really appreciate all of the feedback that everyone's been sending us on social. That's been very, very nice to hear from everybody. And quite frankly, flattering/surprising, too, which is always a good thing. I've been in touch with a few people. Justin Yu is going to be here. Trying to work out some other things. People have already like sent some voicemails and sent some emails. If you want to, you know, put something in there to you know, help us close it out, feel free. If you want to make a video, if you want to leave a voicemail, just do that. The number is 866-404-CNET. If you want to send us an email, you can send it to the404@cnet.com. But I feel like your best way to do that now is maybe just hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's good.
The email account, it's got some cobwebs on it. It's collected a lot of spam over the years. So maybe just get at me on Twitter, at Jeff Bacalar, or Russ, at Russ Frushtick.
Mm-hmm.
And
I guess this is as good a time as any for me to say thank you very much for having me on the show.
Of course.
This has been a real joy. Yeah. This has been really nice. Thanks for letting me say idiotic and embarrassing things. It's been very, very comforting.
And right back at you. I appreciate your availability. I appreciate how willing you've been to like fill in last second. Mm. That means a lot. We really appreciate it because you have
I'm going to start crying.
No, you have been like the unofficial third guy for a couple months.
On,
so we appreciate
that. That's too much for me to bear.
No,
thank
it's
you.
True,
that's
man.
That's very nice of you.
It's been real good having you. So thank you for everything. And everybody can continue to listen to Ben on the 359 podcast, which will be like the only one left.
That's it? Yeah, plug that. It's the only one.
All right.
And we're idiots on that one.
Oh, huge idiot. That's going to do it for us. We will have some more updates next week about where we're going. I think Shannon's coming next week.
Cool.
So we're going to have to do Shannon and Jill and
And then we'll wrap it up.
And then we're going to wrap it up. Until next time, guys, have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the 404 Show. We'll see you next time.